This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents. Their mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. Using the latest in breast milk science, ByHeart created a clinically proven, easy-to-digest infant formula that's made with organic, grass-fed whole milk, certified clean ingredients, and features a patented protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Their blend includes the most abundant protein found in breast milk, alpha-lac, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum. In addition to its patented protein blend, their formula includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey to casein ratio, like in early breast milk, which is tailor-made for a newborn's digestive system and makes it an easy-to-digest formula. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code Dr. Nicole for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. Back in the day when my girls were born, it was not easy to share photos and videos with loved ones, but you have a fantastic option available, the Family Album app. The Family Album app was created in 2015 and has operated in the long term to give parents a secure and easy way to share photos and videos with loved ones. It's a totally secure personal haven for your family's memories. I love that there's no third-party ads, no unwanted eyes. Now, let me share some of the great features that make the Family Album app a go-to app. First off, the app automatically sorts photos and videos by month, allowing you to swipe back in time and see how your child has grown. No more scrolling through endless feeds or searching through folders. Another cool feature about the Family Album app is you can order 8 free photo prints every month to be delivered to your home. It's really nice to have some tangible pictures to hold onto or share to document each month of your baby's life. Plus, the Family Album app has unlimited storage and it is totally free. Yes, you heard that right. No more worrying about running out of space or being bombarded by ads when you're just trying to relive those heartwarming moments. So if you are still trying to use other messaging apps for your kids' photos, it is time to level up your family photo game with a free photo sharing app. Head over to the App Store today, search Family Album, it's all one word, download the app, and start creating a legacy of love one photo at a time. IV fluids are often a routine part of labor, but do you really need them? Let's talk about it. Welcome to the All About Pregnancy and Birth podcast. If you're having a baby in the hospital, you are giving birth in a system that too often takes away power from women over what happens in their own bodies. I'm Dr. Nicole Calloway Rankins, a practicing board certified OBGYN who's had the privilege of helping well over 1,000 babies into this world. I've been a doctor for over 20 years, and I'm here to help you take back your power, advocate for yourself, and have the beautiful pregnancy and birth that you deserve. This podcast is for educational purposes only, and it's not a substitute for medical advice. Check out the full disclaimer at drnicolerankins.com/disclaimer. Now let's get to it. Hello there. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Whether this is your first time listening or you've been here before, thank you for spending some time with me today. So this is a shorty episode. These shorty episodes are quick episodes that break down a topic, share a story, or maybe something that's on my mind. And in this episode, I want to chat about IV fluids. IV fluids are extremely common and I would even say routine during labor, but are they really necessary? In this shorty episode, I'm going to break it down for you. First, I'm going to explain what IV fluids are exactly, then why they're given during labor, and then my recommendation for IV fluids during labor. Now, I have another recommendation for you. That is childbirth education. Childbirth education is so important. It's absolutely necessary when you are giving birth in the U.S. maternal healthcare system in the hospital. It's a system that we know can too often take away power from women over what happens in their own bodies. It can be racist. There can be potential problems with it. but there are also good parts of the system, and you need to know what you're getting into, and that's where great childbirth education can help you. Now, yes, this podcast is great and it provides excellent information, but it's not organized. It's not set in a sequential fashion like childbirth education is. Childbirth education is a really structured program. And then most childbirth education has visuals that go along with it, right? So things that you can't necessarily communicate well just with audio, visuals of how to manage pain, visuals of what it looks like for your cervix to open, visuals of what the hospital looks like, all of that good, great stuff. Now, of course, I have all of that inside my online childbirth education class, the birth preparation course. You can check out all the details of the birth preparation course at drnicolerankins.com/enroll and use the code Dr. Nicole and get 10% off. Again, that's drnicolerankins.com/enroll. And if you don't join the birth preparation course, please join something because childbirth education is that important. So let's talk about IV fluids. IV fluids, what are they exactly? IV fluids are an electrolyte solution that's given directly into one of your veins, hence intravenous or short IV inside the vein. Usually it's either normal saline, which is just salt water basically, or lactated Ringer's. Lactated Ringer's has some additional electrolytes in it, like some calcium, some potassium. So it's a little bit more than normal saline. Now, traditionally, IV fluids have been given to help women stay hydrated during labor. However, you can very easily stay hydrated by drinking instead of getting IV fluids. We used to have pretty outdated practices where women were not allowed to eat or drink anything during labor. Unfortunately, some hospitals are still like that, or some doctors are still like that. I'm not going to say that's common, but it does still happen. And so that's why IV fluids were routine, because otherwise people weren't getting hydrated, and it's important to stay hydrated. However, current recommendations are that all laboring women should be supported in drinking liquids during labor. Some people will say just clear liquids, but really you should be supported in drinking any liquids that you want during labor. I personally believe that you should also be able to eat during labor. The uterus is a muscle. The muscle needs energy. Energy comes from food, so you should be able to eat. You're not typically very hungry during the active part of labor, so it's more so in the early part that you'll eat, but you should be able to eat during labor if you're low risk. There are some circumstances where it may not be advisable, and I talk about that inside my childbirth education class, but for the most part, everybody should be able to drink and folks should be able to eat. And if that's the case, if you're eating and drinking, then you really don't need to receive IV fluids during labor. Although, again, honestly, it does typically still happen. Dr. Mom Butt Balm is a pediatrician-approved skin protectant free of dyes, preservatives, and zinc oxide. It was developed by a mom who is also a doctor when she couldn't find any traditional products that worked for her baby's persistent diaper rash. Diaper rash can be one of the worst experiences your little one has to go through, and keeping their delicate skin happy and healthy shouldn't require a spatula to apply thick, goopy treatments that can be just as irritating and uncomfortable as the diaper rash itself. Use just a small amount of Dr. Mom Butt Balm to help soothe your baby's skin and feel good about making the right choice. Dr. Mom is committed to providing an ultra premium formula for moms who will not settle when it comes to their little ones. Help your baby feel better and get relief from irritating diaper rash with simple, quality ingredients, no artificial dyes or preservatives, so it's gentle on your baby's delicate skin. Head to Amazon.com or Walmart.com to grab Dr. Mom Butt Balm, because nothing comes between you and your baby, especially not diaper rash. I will say that if you do get IV fluids, they're safe. They're very, very safe. And there actually is some small research that shows that they might decrease the length of your labor just a little bit, by only 30 minutes or so, according to the available research we have. So not much. Now, one of the issues that comes up when people question the need for IV fluids is the effect that IV fluids can have on your baby's weight if you receive more than a certain amount. So the studies show that if you receive a lot of IV fluids while in labor, so that's more than 2.5 liters, and quite honestly, that's not that atypical to get that much. So more than 2.5 liters, so more than about a 2-liter bottle of soda, it may artificially increase your baby's weight at birth. And then this can in turn lead to false concerns about the baby losing weight. So what happens is there's this extra IV fluid gets in the baby's system and the baby gets weighed, but then the baby urinates out that excess fluid after it's born. And then it looks like the baby has lost more weight than we like and it's not eating enough. But in actuality, what happened is that the starting weight was artificially high. So to avoid this, your pediatrician can start from the weight at 24 hours when considering whether or not your baby is losing weight after birth. Okay, so start from that 24-hour weight. Now, even if you don't have continuous IV fluids running during labor, my recommendation for IV fluids is that you do at least get a saline lock. So what a saline lock is, and it's also called a HEP lock, is when an IV catheter is placed into your vein and then it's capped off. It's pretty non-intrusive and it still allows you the freedom to move about. It's just there in your arm. Now, I will say a small percentage of people say that it's uncomfortable, but most people say it's just fine. It's just kind of there in your arm. And then it can be used as needed to give you things like antibiotics if you have group B strep and you need antibiotics during labor. It can be connected for pain medication. It can be connected for anti-nausea medication. And then it's just recapped. It's also there if you need to quickly get some medications or IV fluids or blood in an emergency. If you are having a situation of hemorrhage or postpartum bleeding, then IV fluids are important to save your life. Blood is important to save your life. So in that case, you want to have the IV there. It's not likely that you're going to have an emergency situation where that IV is needed, but trust me, it is 1,000 times better to have it placed ahead of time in a low stress setting than trying to place it in the midst of an emergency. Now, it can be done. Don't get me wrong. We do it all the time where we put in IVs under emergency situations, but minutes can mean things in an emergency. So if you have it there and it's not bothering you, we can just hook it up if need be, then that is what I believe is ideal. I think this is particularly important if you are a hard stick, meaning it's difficult to draw blood from you. So if you know that it's challenging to draw blood from you, then I think you definitely should get a saline lock or a HEP lock because that's going to come in really handy if needed. There are some circumstances where you will have to get IV fluids continuously running. So epidural, you have to have IV fluids continuously running. If you have a cesarean birth, you need IV fluids because your blood loss is going to be increased and some of the pain medications and things. If you need Pitocin during your labor in order to induce or augment or help your labor, then you need IV fluids going. And then if you need magnesium to help prevent preeclampsia or eclampsia, then you will need to have IV fluids going. So a question to ask your doctor is, are they comfortable with you just having a saline lock during your labor and your birth? And do you really need to have those IV fluids? Really, you don't. They should be comfortable with you having a saline lock, but you want to ask that question ahead of time so that you're prepared. Okay, so there you have it. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening to me right now, and do check out the birth preparation course, drnicolerankins.com/enroll. Use that code Dr. Nicole and get 10% off. That's it for this shorty episode. Do come on back next week and remember that you deserve a beautiful pregnancy and birth.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com. Save big.